Holy Spirit is out of control. It is just running wild. And Peter can't stop it. That's the gist of the story today. The Holy Spirit is out of control. And that is what Peter tells the other Jewish believers who were upset that he had gone and spent time and baptized some non-Jews. Since the beginning of the faith, since the very first Hebrew people drew their identity from God, they had seen themselves as the only ones chosen by God. They were the insiders. They were the beloved. They were the ones created in God's image. Everybody else? Not so much. Those people were on the outside looking in. And they had spent centuries trying to isolate themselves from the rest of the world. They didn't want to share the love of God with anyone. They didn't want to allow God to welcome anyone else into their circle. They belonged to God. God belonged to them, period, end of story. And then came Jesus. That obstinate, free-thinking Jew who just kept reaching out to people beyond those well-established boundaries. You know, he associated with Samaritans. You know, those dirty, good-for-nothing half-breeds beyond the border. He touched lepers. Even though they were contagious and he could possibly spread that terrible disease to all the good people that he associated with. Then there was that prostitute who dared to hang around him and his men, who he allowed close to them. And you know the kind of talk that started. He went to the house of that tax collector. You know, the one that everyone says was skimming a little off the top, ripping us all off. And this Jesus dared to say that he was the Son of God and that we should all act like he did? Does he want us hanging around with the kind of trash he associated with? Scandalous. Didn't he get that the chosen ones were the only chosen ones and no one else got to be led into the circle? And even then, after Jesus wasn't in the picture anymore, those guys that always had been with him, they kept those boundaries going. They understood it. They got that you just can't let any old buddy in. You got to keep the riffraff out. And so they continued preaching to Jewish folks only. And then one day Peter has a dream. A dream in which all kinds of animals appeared that were forbidden to eat, and a voice said to him, "Go, get up, Peter, go, kill and eat." And like any good Jewish guy would, Peter said, "I will not. Those things are unclean, according to the laws of Moses." And the voice replied, "Do not call unclean what I have made clean." And then some messengers arrived asking for Peter, asking him to go to the house of a Roman centurion, a man by the name of Cornelius. Now, why on earth would Peter want to go there, to one of the occupiers, one of the oppressors, to an outsider, a Roman of all people? But the voice kept ringing in his head, "Do not call unclean what I have made clean." So he goes. And begrudgingly, he begins to preach to those people, telling them what he saw and learned during his time with Jesus. And he tells of how Jesus died and rose again. And then he says those incredibly radical words. He said, "All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." Did Peter even realize the implication of those words? Everyone who believes is forgiven? Really? Everyone? And no sooner had those words come out of his mouth than the wild and unpredictable Holy Spirit absolutely broke loose in the place. Those Romans, those Gentiles, those outsiders were all of a sudden filled with the Spirit and began praising God. And Peter and all of the good Jewish boys with him were taken aback. What just happened here? This is what happened to us, just as Jesus said it would. The Spirit came to us in this exact same way. Why is God reaching out to those people? Why is God allowing the outsiders to receive the Spirit? And then the voice from the dream echoed in his mind once more, "Do not call unclean what I have made clean." And Peter says in our reading today, if then God gave them the same gift that he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God? And he baptized Cornelius and his entire household that same day. And you know, I wish I could stand up here today and I could tell you that the church stopped excluding people on that day. I wish I could say that we learned our lesson and that truly everyone who believes is welcome to be a part of the family of faith. But you know what? We're still pretty dumb. We have continued to exclude people from the full life of the church. We have continued to try to push people out of the body of Christ. At various points in our history, we have barred the poor. We have barred women. We have barred minorities. We have barred the mentally ill. We have barred those with criminal backgrounds. We have barred those with differing political views. We have barred those with addictions. And we still bar many today. The favorite one for the church to try to push out today is those whose sexuality is different than ours. We continue to build walls, to put up barriers, to drive people far from the church. Oh, but we tell them, if they just become a little bit more like us, then we'll let them in. Just clean up your act a bit and then we'll welcome you. Just walk like us, talk like us, think like us, and act like us, and then you can be one of us. Do not call unclean what I have made clean. When are we going to get it? When will we fully understand? When will we stop putting up barriers? When will we fully grasp that everyone who believes is forgiven through Jesus' name? Do not call unclean what I have made clean. The Holy Spirit is still running wild in our world today. The Spirit is still filling up people out there beyond our walls, beyond our barriers, and well beyond our liking. The Spirit is still working in the hearts and the minds of those people, the ones that we don't want anything to do with, the ones that we hate, the ones that we fear, and the ones that just make us uncomfortable. But the Spirit doesn't care who we want to exclude. The Spirit only cares about everyone knowing that they are a beloved child of God. We cannot control the work of the Holy Spirit any more than Peter could. And so we should stop pretending that we can. We don't get to decide who God welcomes in. We don't get to exclude those whom God has called. We don't get to decide who receives God's grace and who doesn't. It is not our job. It is way, way above our pay grade. Do not call unclean what God has made clean. Our job is to treat everyone as Jesus would have. Our job is to honor God by loving all of God's children, all God's children. God made them the same way God made you and me. They are created in God's image just as much as we are. We don't get to call them unclean. Do not call unclean what I have made clean. Amen.